Gumto has barely changed since we last met. Aside from the fact he lives, I had thought for some period of time that he was feared dead. His stores had grown since that time, and he was now able to afford a shop, supplying him the space to catalog his collection. He has become a sort of star of the rare book trade in recent years, and though his collection is not near the size of that within the Magistry, its troves of knowledge contained undoubtedly rival it. After catching up over tea, I revealed the Libris Mortis. While scanning a related text, he found a passing reference to Yggdrasil. It led us to a northern myth, not about a person, as I initially suspected, but a tree. In some cultures, a version of the myth refers to it as the Tree of Life. The immense ash tree that is the center of the universe, its branches extending to the heaven, and the roots winding and extending through all of Terra, where Terra's gods hold their courts. It's unknown which language Yggdrasil originates, but some writers have translated it to the Bridge of Ether. Others have suggested Gallows of the Gods. Others still have interpreted it simply as the Tree of Terror. The stories of the Raven Queen and Nerol suggests he either perished or was laid to rest there. But what if it isn't a myth?